The eastern seaboard from Maine to Georgia is experiencing a severe drought this winter. Water supplies in New Jersey are so low that the state imposed emergency restrictions yesterday. It's the first time New Jersey has ever declared a drought emergency in the winter. And if it doesn't rain soon, several other eastern states are expected to follow. Nancy Solomon reports from member station WBGO in Newark.
It has been the driest fall-winter combination on record in the Northeast. The lack of rainfall has left reservoirs low and many wells dry, according to Keith Eggleston of the Northeast Regional Climate Center in Ithaca, New York.
The areas that are experiencing extreme drought are almost all of the state of New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, central Maryland, and the northern tip of Virginia. And then in the southeast, much of the state of South Carolina and parts of Georgia are also experiencing extreme drought.
The rest of the area from Maine to Georgia is classified as a severe drought. New Jersey, the most densely populated state in the country, has been hit the hardest. Joe Bella is the director of the Passaic Valley Water Commission, which serves some 800,000 customers. As he stands at the falls where water is usually gushing over the dam, he observes a strange sight for this time of year.
In the summertime, it's not even this low. Generally, there's maybe in the summertime, there might be 100 million gallons of water flowing down here. And right now, there's about 16 million gallons of water a day going past here.
As more and more watersheds are covered with suburban tracts and office parks, a very small area of water collection is left to serve a very large population. So even though there aren't many lawns getting watered or swimming pools being filled, New Jersey put a stop to all residential outdoor use. Environment Commissioner Bradley Campbell announced mandatory restrictions that prohibit lawn watering, car washing, and pavement cleaning.
This is the season when people are beginning to undertake those activities. They're beginning to plan their gardens. They're essentially beginning to plan the activities that will affect water use in the spring. And so I think it's enormously important to get these restrictions in place now.
Campbell says he doesn't expect much savings immediately, but a combination of voluntary indoor conservation and outdoor restrictions could cut water use by 30%. Still, some reservoirs are expected to run dry in 100 days, which could prompt water rationing. And the quantity of the water also affects the quality. Tahar Marhaba is the co-director of the Applied Water Research Center at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. He says the rivers, no matter how low, are still receiving the same amount of treated sewage and other pollutants.
It's a constant flow into these water bodies of these pollutants. The only way to reduce it is to reduce the source of the pollutants, and that's going to be very difficult to do in the short term.
Climatologists say it will take a sustained wet season to end the drought, but as more suburbs cover the state's remaining watersheds, much of the rainfall runs into the sea. That means living with less water may become a permanent way of life for New Jersey, as a growing number of people rely on an ever-dwindling resource. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Trenton, New Jersey.